I feel like I'm coming from the land of the COVID-19.
我现在好像处在一个啊这个病毒的啊之地啊。
Right now here on campus we have 30 people that are positive.
我们现在草木皆兵哈。I don't want to tell that number. It's not really true.
Anyway, we're not sure, but that's the that's sort of what they've said anyway. But I thank God for His goodness to us.
我们还是很感恩，很感谢神，因为他是美善，他对我们那么好。
But I would thank you to pray for our people.
但是呢，就是求大
家
为我们祷告、代祷哈，因为这里老人家很多。
Well, let's just bow our heads in a moment.
我们也一起来祷告。
Father, as we come before your presence,
天父，我们到你的面前。
We come with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们用感恩的心。到你的施恩座前
Thanksgiving for not the things of this world.
不是因着这个世上所发生的一切
For our world is in trouble.
因为这一切都是在这些叹息或者是问题里面
On every hand there's arguing, fighting, sickness, death. But thank God we can come to you.
不管是争闹或者是死亡或者是这些生病疾病但是呢，我们仍然可以向你感恩。
And thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that took us from death into life.
我们感谢主耶稣的宝血，让我们出死入生。
Thank you for your presence that dwelleth within us.
我们谢谢你跟我们同在。
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have given us.
我们谢谢你给我们的各种好的恩赐。
And this morning, as we open your word and talk about your word, we pray that the Holy Spirit will take it to each of our hearts as we need it.
当我们今天早上再次打开你的话语的时候，求圣灵自己来感动我们，好让我们里面的需要能够得到你的开启。
Father, we ask you to go just from one to the other of those ladies that are here meeting today. And be to them what they need.
今天我们有很多我们愿意到你面前来的弟兄姐妹，我们求你一一的在我们的心里面，一方面来鉴察我们，一方面来帮助来满足我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to just sort of talk to you a little bit. I'm not going to really. I don't think I'll be. Speaking to you a long time, but I do want to talk to you about how Satan, and we recognize that Satan is our enemy.
我们今天呢要谈的主题呢是关于这个恶者撒旦。那我可能不会谈太久。
He hates us because he hates God.
他恨我们的原因是因为他恨神。
And when you're a child of God.We see that you become a place, one that Satan has his eye on.
那当你成为神的儿女之后呢，他就盯上你了。
And he tries to work in our lives to bring us to failure.
那我稍微一下哈，不是说只有神的儿女魔鬼才做工，但是呢，不是神的儿女已经在他们的这种掌辖管之下。为什么我们信主之后他盯上我们呢？因为他要破坏我们跟神的关系。
The Bible clearly tells us two ways that we have to deal with in this area.
那圣经里面告诉我们有两个课题我们需要学习。
But we have to understand when we are a child of God, and I want to emphasize that, when we are a child of God, God limits Satan to how far he can go with us.
我要你理解的是当我们是神的儿女的时候，我们属于神的时候呢，那么魔鬼对我们的这种作为呢，是受限制的。
Actually, the Word of God shows us that He cannot tempt anyone without God's permission when it's one of His children, when it's one of God's children.
首先，我们要有一个概念，如果没有神的容许。那么他是碰不到我们，碰不了我们的，不能试探我们。
And we're going to learn this a little later when we talk about Job.
那等一下我们会用一个实例约伯来谈这个事情。
But I want to say just a little bit about temptation.
那我们先来稍微探讨一下这个试探。
You see, we'll find out that temptation is never coming from God.
这个试探绝对不是从神而来。
God never places us in a situation with our failure as a goal.
这个试探的目的就是要让你失败，所以神容许的绝对不是叫试探，因为神不是要看着我们失败。
James makes this very clear to us.
雅各对我们讲很清楚。
In James, the first chapter, in the 13th verse, he says this.
雅各书第一章十三节，新约雅各书第一章十三节。
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone.
人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
You see, James tells us in another place, it's when we are drawn away by our own desires. That's what temptation becomes.
你会看到呢，基本上呢，雅各在说的是，人 之所以会、因为这个试探是恶意的哈，那他会落入试探呢，是因为我们里面的这个的私欲。
So we can say, when I'm tempted, is when I am drawn away by something that is attracting me, that is against what God wants.
如果我落入试探，就是被试探绊倒了哈，那是因为我里面有我自己的一种私欲。这个私欲呢，是不靠近神的，是离开神的。所以呢，他就会因为这样呢，就被这个试探呢，就勾引走了。
So actually, we see that it comes through the flesh, through our own desires, our temptations do.
所以等于说呢，是在你的这个肉体私欲里面呢，来就是来设计让我们绊倒。
So if we can understand that the fact that, well,Let me give the illustration of David.
我要给你一个大卫的这个例子。
Let's see how David was tempted.
那大卫是怎么样被试探的呢？
It's in 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 4.
那在撒母耳记下11章第一节到第四节那里有记载这个事情。
Now I want you to see how David became, how he has how the process of his temptation.
那我们看一下这个他落入试探的一个稍微那个过程哈，那个情况。
That first verse tells us, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of the Amazites and besieged Rahab, but.David stayed still at Jerusalem. He sent them out. It was time for the battle. They were to win a battle. But what he did, he sent them out, but he stayed in Jerusalem.
那这个事情呢，是起因呢，本来有战争哈，他就把他的一些军长啊，一些打仗的人送到战场去，可是他留在他自己的地方。
So, and it came to pass, it said in the second verse, at night time, evening time,that David arose from his bed. He couldn't sleep. And he walked out on the rooftop of the king's house.
到了晚上的时候睡不着，他就起来跑到楼上去散步了。
And from the rooftop, he saw something.
就在那里，他的眼睛看到一个事情。
He saw a woman bathing, a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful.
看到一个很美丽的女人在那里沐浴洗澡。
So we see that David, when he should have been to battle with his men, he tarried at home. And in the evening, as they got up, he went out and walked on his roof. And there he saw a beautiful woman bathing.
所以我们看到这个情况是这样的哈，他大家在打仗哈，然后呢，他就留在家里，不但留在家里睡不着，就跑到顶上去。就看到了这个女人在洗澡。
Now it doesn't tell us if David had any struggles about that because it was sinful to lust after a woman that was not your wife.
那基本上我们都知道，当你心里面对一个已经有夫之妇起淫念的时候，这个是不用说就知道，不用想就知道这是错的。
David may have had somewhat of a battle inside of him.
那圣经上没有告诉我们他里面有没有挣扎。
But that battle was overcome by the word lust.
不管怎么样，他的那个里面的那个情欲呢，赢了。
And David then sent a servant to inquire after that woman. It's late at night. He sent that and said, and the one came back and said, this is Bathsheba, the daughter of Elam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite.
那身为一个王，他就就是很急迫的哈，没有等一点点时间，很急迫派人去啊，问说这个人是谁？他们就跟他讲，这个人是某某人啊，那个啊，就是那个去打仗的乌利亚的这个妻子。
That should have been a red light to David. He's already no doubt gone through a struggle, but now he learns he's married to one of his soldiers.
在之前呢，他可能还不知道他是谁，好，但是呢，他已经被试探，就是。好像就私欲就被他引诱了，但是呢，之后又知道打听了，又知道他是有夫之妇。
And this was a married woman.
已经结婚了。
But we see what happened to David.
但是他怎么做呢
？And David sent messengers and took her. He sent a message telling her that he wanted her to come, and she came into him, and he laid with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness.And she returned in unto her house.
所以身为一个王，他就派了人把他带到他的宫里面来，然后我们就知道他们就发生关系之后呢，就怀了孕。
So you see, temptation come from an ungodly source.
所以这个会落入试探呢，是从一个不好的一个来源来的。
It's something that we lust over, we think over, we begin to desire.
我们有情欲，我们有私欲，然后我们开始就会去进入这个去想。
But its design is to cause believers to fall away from their relationship with God.
所以这个欲望本身就把我们慢慢的带开，离开神。
James 1:12 tells us, the man that endured temptation.For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
那雅各刚才我们看的雅各书的第一章，我们看十三节哈，现在回到第十二节，他说忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
In other words, this man, if he had only endured, if he had only been able to push away those lustful feelings and overcome them, he would have been very blessed. He had the promises of God. He would have given him a crown of life.
如果那个时候当初那个大卫看到这个美女在洗澡的景象后，他有一个自己的一个原则，然后赶快离开哈，然后不容许自己再想下去的话，那么他就必得着生命的冠冕。
So we see that David was tempted. David dwelled in that temptation, and David gave into that temptation.
所以大卫是遇到了魔鬼恶意的试探，然后呢，他自己就落入了这个试探，就有一个结果。
Temptation can have bad results.
这个试探，如果你落入试探，那结果是很可怕的。
In that temptation, David had a man killed, an innocent man killed.
之后你就晓得发生了，就是把丈夫也谋杀了。
Took her as his wife.
把他占有了。
They had a child, and that child died.
那个淫乱的那个生出来的儿子死了。
In one place in the scriptures, it tells us for a year David groaned over his sin. David was sorry for what he did.
从圣经里面我们知道，他大概有一年多的时间就在这种结果里面呢，非常的痛苦。
So, when we're tempted, it has its results in.What it does to us afterwards.
Can I say get into temptation?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 那当我们落入试探之后呢，就等于说我们就掉进去了啊。那么这个最后的对我们自己的一个亏损是非常大的。
But if we endure that,
但是如果我们忍受得住
If we are able to overcome those urges and those desires,
如果我们胜过了，就是我们能够攻克己身，胜过里面那个情欲。
He said we will receive a crown of life. It will be something that we will be blessed in heaven because we overcame that temptation.
我们得着一种天上的生命的赏赐跟冠冕，因为我们就是我们愿意靠着主胜过了。
Yours may not, your temptation may not be in that area of sexual desires.
试探不是只有这种情欲，这种这个两性关系的试探。
But our temptations maybe are more subtle to our life and our person.
有时候我们自己的这个情欲、私欲本身呢，是有别的方向、别的方面的。
If you don't realize it, if you don't understand.That if you can say, is this going to draw me away from God?
那如果说你不知道你自己没有意识到自己有这种情欲的话，那或许我们可以问我们自己说，这件事情是让我更离开神吗？
So we have to be very careful that we understand what temptation is.
所以我们要清楚什么叫做这种从恶者来的试探。
But the Bible tells us about something different than that.
那在这个试探的另外一面呢，还告诉我们一个字眼。
It talks about testing us.
那刚才那个雅各书一章十二节说试验。
And we're going to understand that testing is different than temptation.
这个试验跟试探就不一样了。
The purpose of temptation from Satan is to make you fall.
这个试探是魔鬼恶意的要让你失败。
But testing on the other hand comes from God.
但是这个试验呢是从神来，等于说一个试探呢，有可能神用它来做一个考验。
It's actually designed to help you or show you how much you're depending on God as and how close you are to Him.
它可以成为神一种考试，要让你看看你自己本身靠神有多少，你跟神近吗？是不是听神的
？Now, if David had gone through that, it would have been a test that would have brought David so far up higher spiritually for that year or more and what he had to suffer. That was the difference of them.
如果大卫，我们把它假设一下，到当时候的情境下面，他靠着神胜过了那个试探的时候，你可以想象大卫的后面不但不浪费，这不是只有浪费而已哈。是很受折磨的那些时间而且呢他可能他的那个王室呢会非常的兴旺。
God does test us.
是的，神是要试验我们的。
He allows some things to come in our life that he can see how we are, how our love for him, how our desires for the work of God, our desires for him, and he tests us in that way. It's almost like when a child goes to school.
所以呢，刚才我们提到说，神不试探我们，但是神是会考验我们的。他可以利用各种机会来考验我们，看我们有没有爱他，我们有没有靠近他，看我们有没有听他的话。那么，比如说，孩子上学
，and the teacher gives them a new study, something they had not learned before, and so they go over that.They read it, they study it, she takes it apart, she shows them. But at the end of it, what does she do?
You mean the teacher teaches them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 那在学校里面的话，这个可能老师会教他一个新的课题哈，新的功课，然后分解给他们看，让他们明白。那之后呢？
She doesn't just depend and say, oh, I taught them, so it's all, I guess they have it, no.She tests them.
那我们知道，我们去上学以后，我们学了新的功课之后，一定会接受考试。老师不会说好了，我教过了就算了。
And when she tests them, then she knows exactly how much they have learned.
那经过这个考试出来，才知道这个孩子有没有学到，他有没有真的学到这个新的功课。
Peter said this. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith.Being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, and might, but might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
彼得谈到这个试验的时候，他这样讲哈，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So when we're tested and we come out as pure gold, more than pure gold, more precious to God, so precious to see His children say, "Oh, they've learned it. They, you know, He sees us in action. He recognizes that we have learned. He sees the growth of our soul and our spirit."
当神容许这个考验在我们的身上经过之后，那这里告诉我们会像金子那么的纯，那么的宝贝，而且呢是要被他称赞的。
Testing can be hard.
那这个考试不是那么容易的哈。
Testing may not just be for a short time; it may have a long time that we're being tested.
一方面呢，可能它不是只有短时间，可能是一个长时间的一个考验。
I think one probably the best example that God has given us, and I thank God for this, is Job.
那其中有一个最典型的是神把它给我们，我们要很感恩，就是约伯的例子。
It was a time that that Satan went into the council where God was having a council meeting.
那在天上呢，这个恶者撒旦呢，跟神有一些对话。
And God spoke to Satan and said, "Where have you been?"
那这个神就问他说，你从哪里来？
He said, "I've been walking up and down on the earth, watching." You know, that's what he's doing. Seeing who he can destroy.
所以他找什么呢？找那些他可以吞吃的人。
So then Satan, you know, this thing that God said really, what did God say? He said, "Satan, have you noticed my servant Job?"
神就说，那你有看到有一个叫约伯的吗？
Job didn't say anything about Job.Satan didn't say anything about Job then.
其实本来撒旦并没有提约伯。
It was God that said, "Have you noticed my servant Job?"
是神自己主动提出来说，你有看到我的这个仆人约伯吗？
We see that when he did, you know, sir, he talked to him about it.
所以呢，是神自己提起约伯。
And he spoke to him. He said, "Well, why shouldn't he serve you?"
那魔鬼是很狡猾的哈。他说，哦，当然啦，他怎么会这样子来敬拜你呢？有原因的。
And I want you to listen to this.
那你听听这个哈。
He said, "You have. Why shouldn't he? Because you have a hedge around him, God."
他说呢，当然啦，因为你围着篱笆来保护他。
And we have a hedge around us.
是的，神。为篱笆保护我们。
The angels of the Lord encampeth around about those that trust Him.
那我们知道，撒旦当然就有天使，对不对？说天使是先被造的哈。那事实上，有撒旦的攻击，相对的就有天使的保护。神用天使来保护我们。
So the Lord said, "Okay, you can test him."
那神说，是吗？那你试试看吧，你去试探一下他吧。
You can do with whatever he possesses, but don't harm him physically.
那你可以把他的拥有的哈，就在你手上让你去做，但是呢，你不要碰他这个人。
So we see in this testing time, it was God that gave Satan permission and told him how far he could go.
所以我们刚才看到说，我们有篱笆维护我们。第二来呢，神给他一个容许，一个好像给他容许他。去做多少？
So Satan began.
当然，魔鬼就迫不及待的开始了。
First, it was the oxen, and a group of men came in and raided that and stole all of them.
首先呢，他的这些牲畜哈，就是牛啊、羊啊，被抢走了。
So you see, as Job was sitting in his home, here come this runner to tell him that they had come and stolen all of his oxen.
突然间当约伯在家里面的时候呢，这个仆人来了说，糟糕，你有敌人来把你的牲畜抢走了。
And then a second one come running up. And he said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven, has burned up your sheep and all the shepherds.
第二个来报告说呢，突然间有火降下来，烧掉了你的产业。
The next thing comes, a man comes running up, and he says, three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants.
接下来是加勒底人第三个了哈，来杀了你的仆人。
But all of those things, I'm sure it must have struck poor Job just one after another. But all of those things he could live without.
那一个一个一个比一个更重啊，更严重的哈。那这些损失呢，对约伯来讲可能还可以接受。
I'm sure it was a shock to him, but I think it was material things that he recognized. It really didn't have that deep effect on him.
所以从到这里我们看到说呢，这些外面的他拥有的东西呢，对他来讲可能不是那么的对他那么的重要。
But when the last thing came,
接下来这一样
，they came running up. Somebody came saying, "Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's house. Suddenly, a powerful wind, a hurricane, swept in from the desert." And I don't know what they called them then, but anyhow, swept in from the desert, hit the house on all sides, and it just collapsed on top of them, and all of your children are dead, and I was the only one that was saved.
接下来这样的是，当他的儿女们在长兄家吃饭的时候可能在一起和乐哈聚餐的时候呢，结果呢一阵狂风。就把房子吹倒，然后把他们压死了。
I'm sure that Job had a different reaction to this.
到了这一件事情的时候，我相信约伯的心里的这个打击就不一样了。
Those children from his very self, those that he loved, and all he had, the future was theirs. Everything he had was theirs. Suddenly, they're all gone.
那这个跟刚才我们讲的那些所拥有的财产不一样哈，这是他从他的人而出的。所以一下子全部都没了。
Now remember that God's permission was necessary for whatever Satan wanted to do, because he said to him, remember, he said to you, you can do what you want with his possessions and his children with his possessions, but don't touch him.
好，在这里我们看到神所容许他的是他外面拥有的，包括他的儿女。等于说神赐给他的产业了，包括儿女哈。那么现在呢他跟他讲说不能碰他的生命。
So you see, he could not harm him without God's permission.
所以神没有容许他，因为在这个约伯第一章那里也提到哈，就是说凡他所有的都在你的手中，可是不可伸手加害于他。
And as God's child, he is limited.In what he can do to us.
所以等于说呢
in the testing time.
在神的这个容许跟不容许下面，这个试探的范围跟他的那种力度呢是有受限的。
To physically harm him, he had to get God's permission.
即使他要去碰他约伯这个人的话，一定要有神容许。
So we see now, the second time Satan went out, and the Lord said to Satan came into the court.And Satan said, from whence have you come? Or the Lord said, where have you come from, Satan? And he said, from going to and fro, just like he said the first time. And the Lord said to him, he went on to tell him, have you noticed my servant Job? There again, he tells him, there's none on earth. You know, in a sense, he was throwing it up in Satan's face. He said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man.Who feared God and turns away from evil, he still holds fast his integrity, though you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. He's saying, God's saying.
这个回合哈，算是约伯为神赢了，因为呢，就这样子，圣经上在第一章的尾巴提到说，他没有犯罪，不以神为遗忘，等于他没有离开神，接下来到了第二章呢，就经过了一阵子，又有一天，那一样的这个神跟魔鬼又对谈了。那 在这里呢，刚才妈咪就念了一段这个第二章的经节，谈到说神怎么样对这个撒旦夸胜哈、啊。你看我的儿子这个约伯多么的敬畏我哈、啊，就是以下你可以看到第二章的开头。
But then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face."
那撒旦怎么样回答呢？你以为撒旦就会服输了吗？没有，他说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍去一切所有的保全性命。
So I want you to see in your temptation.There's a limitation that Satan can go to you.
所以刚才我们看到魔鬼是受限的，他要试探我们是受限的。
So we see that he cannot kill without God's permission.
所以没有神的容许，那个范围他是不能碰的。
So again we see this. In Job 2:6, and the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hands, but spare his life.
好，接下来神跟他的对话是这样的哈，他说好，那你就伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，但是呢这个是魔鬼讲的哈，说你让我伸手伤他的骨头跟肉哈，那这个他一定会弃掉你，然后这个耶和华说呢，你好，那他在你手中，他又给他一个容许了哈，之后他说呢，但是你要存留他的生命。
So the Lord limited Satan as to what he could do to Job.
So this 范围又把它缩小了，哈，就是除了不要碰他的生命之外呢，你可以碰他这个人的生
命。So I want you to understand that when we are tested, when God is trying us to see what we really can come out and produce in our faith.And in our love toward him.
所以这个本来是魔鬼恶意的这个试探呢，现在我们来看这个神他的心意，这个赐平安，这个好的心意是什么呢？是让那个结果让我们得到福气。
It's God allowing Satan.
是神容许的。
But limiting him.
但是神有他的限度，给他一个限度。
So we see the Bible does say that Satan does have a power of death.But it is not with the child of God.
在圣经里面我们可以看到，事实上魔鬼是有手上是有碰生命的，就是杀害生命的这样的一个能力。但是神的儿女如果没有神容许，他们碰不到的。
We find that in Hebrews 2:14.
希伯来书第二章十四节。
Since the child have flesh and blood, he too shares in their humanity.So that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death.
希伯来书第二章十四节，这一节非常好哈，请我们大家要看一下。希伯来书第二章十四节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他就主耶稣哈，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的。就是魔鬼。
Satan in his sinful way with men drives them toward death.
那这个罪呢，把我们带到死的灭亡的这个境地。
He takes a young person. They go out among their friends, and their friends have some drug.
比如说，魔鬼可以引诱年轻人去吸毒。
And he's inquisitive. He wants just to try them.
刚开始只是好奇，想试试看而已。
And he tries it,
就是了
and it has a satisfying. It really feels good.
尝到的那个最终之乐哈，里面有一种热腾腾的那种感觉。
And he goes on with the second and the third, and he goes on until what we call he's addicted. He's held by that sin.
再试一次，再试一次，因为他吸起来很快乐的，所以呢就变成成瘾了。
It's destroying their health.It's working on their mind.
毁了他们的身体，毁了他们的这个脑袋。
And time goes on, and we see it gets more and more until finally, sometimes they even commit suicide.
那到个地步呢？这个孩子呢，可能就到个地步，他们就会不想活了，
可能会自杀。But it ends in death.
那就是进入了死亡。
From a lovely young person to ending in death. by Satan.
很可爱前途无量的年轻人就这样子被魔鬼牵着走到一个死亡的地步。
You know, I had a friend here. She had a granddaughter in North Carolina, I think, someplace out.
我有一个朋友，她的一个孙女呢，在别的州。
I think it was her daughter's child.
是女儿的。
They didn't know it, but she was getting into witchcraft.
那他们在父母不知情下面的这个孩子呢
？The mother had no idea.
不晓得怎么样接触到了这些所谓的就是巫术哈，或者是在弄巫术的人。
Until after her death, the girl
一直到她死了之后才发现这件事情。
But up in the attic, she and some friends have been sneaking up there and having these occults, and they had all kinds of signs and things painted.On the wall.
他发现呢，他有一个很隐秘的一个地方呢，就是在他的墙上画一些东西啊，或者摆的一些东西都是很诡异的。
She was only in her early teens.
才十几岁。
But she began to hear voices.
他开始听到，开始有那种听到一些声音，就像我们讲的幻听一样。
And one day she went to her room. She turned on her music.
那有一天
，she got her father's shotgun.
就进去了他这个我们刚讲那个很诡异的那个房间然后他就开始就是听音乐了然后呢就在这样的一个迷迷糊糊下面拿着他爸爸的枪
No doubt it was the voices that she heard satanic voices
那好像听到一个声音
telling her to kill herself
自杀吧杀掉你自己吧
She took that shotgun put the end of it in her mouth and And pulled the trigger.
他的结局是把那个枪就塞进嘴巴
blew her head off.
然后呢就这样一枪打下去把头都炸花了
We would probably be very surprised how many of the deaths of mankind ends up because Satan has driven them to that.
我们会很惊讶哈有多少人走向死亡的原因是因为魔鬼一步一步的他们把他们引到那个地步
We know he doesn't have the authorThe authority to go and just say die, die, die. That's life is God, but he drives men.
我的意思不是说魔鬼就这样子命令一句说你去死，他就去死，不是这样的。刚才有提到哈，就是那个掌死权的，就是魔鬼，就他们有一种能力可以使一个人呢走到这个灭亡的境地。
You know, even Jesus was tempted.
耶稣也被试探。
But it wasn't the fact that he was tempted.Let's go over it first. We'll see Matthew 4:41. Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章那里也提到耶稣被试探。
So we see that Jesus was tempted through Satan.
那被谁试探呢？我们说过是被魔鬼试探。
Excuse me. The scripture really tells us, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.By the devil.
耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
So we see that Jesus was tested to the great degree which the Holy Spirit allowed it, that God allowed it.
所以记得哈，这里一样的哈，是圣灵引导，那等于说是神容许的。
And we see that Jesus was able to through the scriptures to defeat that temptation.
那我们都知道这个内容怎么样受到三个试探之后呢借着神的话他就胜过了
That's why when a child of God really knows and understands scripture it means so much to your spiritual life
所以如果你能够明白吸收进去神的话语的那个能力的话对我们实在是太
好 And I cannot emphasize enough
我没有办法再讲得更让你就是更我要强调的更重要
that Jesus said I'm the bread of life
耶稣说我是生命的粮
and that we see that our soul has to be fed to mature and to grow
意思是说你那个灵神把我们的灵唤醒了活过来这个灵是需要去喂养它让它健康让它成长的
and that's through reading the word of God it's the bread of life it's the food to usThat helps us to be able to defeat Satan with the word of God as Jesus did. You know, when if David,
那就是我一讲再讲的，我们要把神的话藏在我们的心里面，一方面让我们成长，一方面呢，让我们可以胜过魔鬼的试探。
If when David was tempted,
当大卫被试探的时候
，If David would have said one of his beautiful songs that he did in Psalms，
如果他马上把他所写的那些诗篇呢，赶快把它啊、就是把它用口把它读出来。
But David didn't. He began to give in, and that desire and hunger became too great for him.
他不但没有这样，反而在里面开始去啊、构思。他的这个情欲上面的需要。
So let's just review it now.
那我们稍微做一点结论。
Because I want you to really understand.
我实在是希望你能够了解。
There is a difference between being tempted and tested.
试探跟试验是不一样的。
Temptation comes from the ungodly source within us and that are designed to cause us to fall away from God.
试探是我们里面有那种不敬虔的一些欲望。然后呢、因为我们离开了神之后我们就掉入试探
Those weaknesses of the flesh that we've not given to God
我们的这个情欲里面的软弱心里面的软弱呢没有好好的让神来帮助我们来更新
Maybe you're a talker
或许你是很能讲话的人
And everything you hear you have to tell everyone
那你听到一些资讯呢好像一定要把它讲出去
And in telling many times we are tempted to say somebody's told us something, we were tempted to tell others about it.
所以呢对你来讲就有一种试探了就好像你知道一件事好像非要把它传出去不可。
And in doing that, we have wounded someone's reputation and someone's, and it's so easy to do, my friend.
那当我们把它讲出去的时候好像你听的是一件对你来讲你讲的是人家给你告诉你一个事实。
Let's take it in a...
但是呢或许在讲的当中无形中就诋毁了、毁谤了某一个人的声誉。
Let's take it in a church situation.
比如说像在教会里面。
Now my weakness is, I like to talk about.
那我本身就是喜欢讲话的人哈。我
Everything I hear, I have to tell others.
我如果有一个想法，我就很想把它讲出来，讲给别人听。
So in the church, someone tells me now, don't tell anyone. Pray for them.This is what has happened. They have done this.
Are you talking about yourself that way or just in example?
Example.
Example. 他说就像比如说像我哈，对不起，我刚才讲说他是这样的人，他不是在指他自己哈。那他说呢
？If you're a talker, if you're one that has to tell everything you hear.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's not something. Not wrong. You like to talk.
It is. It can become very much.
Okay. 他的意思说呢，这变成一个弱点了哈，就说。讲话是我们的特性，可是呢，如果什么都要讲出去，这个可能会变成一个弱点。那他是提到说，比如说有一个人呐、啊，哈，然后呢，别人来跟你讲一件事情 ，OK。
It's actually a trait in us that is not really Christ-like.
那这种啊、形态呢，已经不是基督的形象了。
As a Christian, we don't want to do anything to hurt someone's reputation, their honor.That's not love.
因为在圣经真理的教导，老师说我们要遮掩，对不对？好，那现在他说这样的话，我们就没有那个耶稣的那个，没有像耶稣基督了。因为基本上我们是在用爱来遮掩，不是去把它揭穿。
And God wants us to learn this. He wants us to understand this. And when it comes, and so here we are with this weakness of our flesh.
比如说呢，我们有这个软弱。
It's really the carnal nature.
那它是属于肉体的，就属于那个原来那个本性的罪性里面的。
And someone comes tells us something that they try to say is private, don't tell it. But we're the kind that we can't keep it.
那有人就跟你讲说，这个只有我们在我们之间哈，我只跟你讲了哈。
We have to tell someone else.
所以呢，但是对你的这个特性来讲呢，你就觉得好像一定要去跟另外一个人讲。
Something that person might say, well, I would have never have thought that.
那当你去讲之后，另外一个人想说，哦，从来没有想说有这样的事情。
But they take it as gospel.
那他把他当你刚讲说对方的把他当做是一个确切的事实。
And every time they see that,
那每一次看到那个被讲的那个人
see that person,
被讲的那个人，他看到他
，That's what they begin to think right away.
那他就开始把他用一个。有色的眼光，或者是用一种成见来看他了。
So the one that has said this innocently, they feel they've said it, but they ruin the reputation, and even that the person could even help anyone.
那个讲跟传的人或许说我无意，我没有这个意思，可是那个结果却是一个不好的结果。
Maybe that's a crude illustration.
那我刚才讲这个可能讲的很，
but there are things in our life. that we need to be, that God tests us with to show us our weakness, to show us our strength.
那为什么神要考验我们呢？因为要让我们知道说我们里面有什么弱点，我们有什么强处，要让我们明白。
Ladies, as children of God,
身为神的儿女
，and as mothers of children,
那我们也是儿女们的父母亲。
And examples of a Christian woman,
as 我们是一个基督徒的家长。
When God tests us,
当神考验试验我们
的时候 ，let us understand.That he's trying to bring the very best out of us, showing us our weakness. Then we deal with that weakness before him, and God then begins to mature us in our very weakness.
即使我们有被神暴露我们的一些弱点的话，那我们也要很高兴，因为呢，我们可以从这里呢更成长。
Father, take your word to our hearts.
天父。求你把这个话语放到我们每一个人的心里面。
We have a tremendous desire to see you.
让我们有一个很坚定的意志是要来跟你面对面。
To have a part in that eternal, wonderful, blissful place called heaven.
让我们有很强的意愿要有份于这个永恒跟你在一起的这样的
Lord,
一个时间。
If we're going to be tried and tested, help us to come out.As pure gold.
如果我们当中正有人面对这种从你的好意要来考验我们的，就求你帮助我们。
God bless you. Thank you.
赐福每一位，祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen. Amen. 这样的。